Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. Brand new parak, we're on Daf Nun Hey, top line. Ready, here we go. If you have, today's Daf is not a hard Daf at all, you just need pictures. Without pictures, the Daf is very difficult. With pictures, it's very easy. So here we go. Correct. Kachem kachem. Kachem kachem. Holy things, holy karbanos. Shchitasan berosh hamizbeach. What if he shechted it on top of the mizbeach? That's not really the place for shechting animals. What if he did? Now, there's a rule. There's a rule that kachem kachem had to be shechted in the north. Was the mizbeach in the north? So we're going to have a three-way machlokas about this, which is going to last for 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and into Tuesday. Whether or not it's in the north. Now, if you look at the pictures that I gave you on page 3, if you look at a bird's eye view of the Beis HaMikdash, the north is on the right side. So half of it is on the north, and half of it is on the south. So on the right side, this picture has the Mizbeach pretty much in the south. Right? I don't have another copy. This picture has it in the south, really. It's really a machlokas, a three machlokas. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now, we have a rule, I don't know who made up this rule, but there's a rule that Stam Rabbi Yossi is who? Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who's a different person than Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow and later that now we're going to say it's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Tomorrow the Gemara says, no, it can't be him, it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay. But anyway, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ki'ilu nishchatu b'tzafon. It's as if he shechted it in the north. How could that be? It's as if he shechted it in the north. Either it's in the north, or it's half in the north. Right? It's as if he shechted it in the north. Ki'ilu.
Why can't he shecht it on the north side?
It has to, because what if the Mizbeach is all in the south?
Yep, but there is a north.
I know, but not on the Mizbeach. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Michati HaMizbeach V'Ladarom K'darom. The southern half of the Mizbeach is in the south. Kechati HaMizbeach L'Tzafon K'Tzafon. The northern half is in the north. He seems to say, the second Shita, that the Mizbeach is half and half. Half is in the north, half is in the south. You know the north half you're good, you know the south half you're no good. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Ki'ilu, it's in the north. What does that mean?
The whole thing.
What does that mean? Ki'ilu, what does Ki'ilu mean? It's in the north, it's in the north. The Ki'ilu says the Gemara, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Kula Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. The Mizbeach is in the north. Only in the north. Not like that picture.
Not like that picture.
In order to make the Mizbeach in the north, you see those, onto the right of the Mizbeach, all those rings? Those rings, either they get moved to the back, or they get eliminated. Because there's no room. So he says it's all in the north.
Why can't you move it over?
They move him over. Yeah, they move him over.
To
so correct. So not to the south, to the west. My ki'ilu. What do you mean ki'ilu then? If the mizbeach is in the north, what do you mean in the Mishnah? Was it ki'ilu? It's in the north. Ma'aditim. I would have thought being an al yerech v'leka, you needed to be al yerech hamizbeach, not on the mizbeach. Kamashbon, it's good enough. It's ki'ilu. It's like you did it on the yerech, even though you did it on the mizbeach. It's good enough. Okay. You got that? Okay?
Sure. Was that an ideal place to do the Shechita, or does it make a difference to do it on the Mizbeach?
Doesn't make a difference. Sounds like it doesn't make a difference as long as it's in the north. Doesn't make a difference. So what is Yochanan...
Translation of Al-Yerach.
Al-Yerach means on the side. Not on the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach. Right.
So how's the Lekka?
It's not on the side, it's on top.
So how do you do it on the side?
On the floor. Where'd they check the animals?
Oh, shechting, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about shechting.
I'm sorry.
So you really...
What? For sure it's probably not in the north.
For sure not. So Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbeach in the north. Remember all those names. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi held it's in the north. What's Ki'ilu mean? What does it Ki'ilu in the north? Because you really should do it al Yerech. I would have thought, okay, it's good enough. Amalei Rav Zerah Rav Asi. So Rav Zerah said to Rav Asi, who said over the name this vort in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Elamiata? So then, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachanami, the chetzi of Vitzafon, the chetzi of Vidarum? So what did the second sheet to say? If the first sheet, the hell, it's all in the north, what did he say, the second one? The northern, the southern half is no good, the northern half is good. Sounds like he holds half and half. V'chi tema hachanami, you want to tell me that's true, that's what he holds? Rabbi Yossi, somebody needs all his name, same name, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, holds the same, holds half taka, half in the north is good, half in the south is no good. That can't be. Va'at huda marta, you Rav Asi said, mishmei de Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, moda Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that he agrees, she'im shachton kinegdan bekarka psula, that if he shechted a kinegan bekarka, it's puzzle. Okay? Now what does that even mean?
Yeah, what's going
to so look at Rashi in the first skinny line. You, Rav Asi, said that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that you, Rav Asi, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that if even if he shecht it, he admits that if he shecht it on the karka, it's puzzle. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Afal pi shemach shelim mizbeach mechetziv letzafon. Even though he admits half the northern part is good. Mode who he agrees shim shachto kineged oso makom mitachtei bekarka, that if he shechted on that spot down below psulos, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? We have no idea why it's puzzle. Well, not only that, well, the kai made mefarish hechiyach alishcha tachas hamizbeach. How could he even shecht it on the mizbeach? How did he even do such a thing? Right. So.
We're gonna
get to what that means. But the point is, it must mean that according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach is not chetzi north, chetzi south, it's cooler in the south. It must mean that, and there's a kash on you. So, Amalei, Hachi Kam Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan really said. Shneim Mikra Echa Darshu. They're both darshing the same pasuk, which is the following pasuk. It says in Shemos, right? This is in the pasuk. This is right after the Teres Adibros. Mizbeach Adama Tasali, make me a mizbeach. Then it says Vizavachta Olav, and you should shecht on it. It sounds like on it, mamsh, on it. Olos Echa, your Olos, Ves Shlomecha, and your Shlomims. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Kulol Ola, for Kulol Shlomim. You can shecht an Ola up there. You can shecht a Shlom up there. As long as what? As long as it's in the north. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Chetil Ola v'chetil Shlomim. No. The half that's in the north, you can shecht for an Ola. The half in the south, you can't put shecht an Ola there. An Ola's kachim has to be in the north. What can you shecht on the other half? Shlomims. Shlomims can be anywhere. These talk about the Kulul Ola Kashar. If you want to tell me that the hole up there is all good for an Ola, Hashta, Kulul Asher, Kulul Ola Kashar. You need to tell me that the whole thing is kosher for an Ola. So Kula l'shlamim mibaya? I need the Torah to say that the whole thing is kosher for a Shlamim. An Ola is more machmer than a Shlamim. An Ola has less places to shecht it. So why would the Torah say that? You can shecht the whole thing is good for an Ola and for a Shlamim. It's obvious. If it's good for an Ola, of course it's good for a Shlamim. A Shlamim has more places. Shlamim could shecht the north also. So, therefore, because it can only be in the north.
But why is that?
The Torah said that. We don't know why. I don't know why. Torah said only in the north. Why? I don't know. Maybe somebody says it. Maybe somebody explains it. Maybe one Rishon said, I don't know why, but it has to be in the north. Shalom can be in the north, south, east, or west, anywhere. Much more available area.
The Pasuk says Bitzafon.
What?
The Pasuk doesn't say Ola Bitzafon, it says that.
What?
The Pasuk in the Chumash. It says Ola in the Tzafon.
No. It might say it. I think it does. I think it does. Well, he wants to know why. I don't know why. Why do we put on tefillin? I don't know why. We don't know. I don't know why. Right? Not going to find out why. I don't know why. So. But the point is that it's more limited. So the Torah would never have to say the Ola and the Holm is Bech and then the Shalom also the Holm is Bech. That's so obvious. So what? How do we end up over here? Right?
First pasuk on the side of.
On the side of the page? Yeah, it's Tzafona. It says Tzafona, right.
Okay. Thank you.
Fine. So So according to second Shita, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, we're not taking a stand really on where the Mizbeach was. He's just differentiating between the old and the Shalom portion. Fine. The Idach, what does Rabbi Yosef do with that Pasuk? This Pasuk? Itzrach. So I mean, I would have thought, Olahu didachik le makom, that in Ola, you're always pressed for space, because let's say it's a very busy day. 100 people showed up. 100 people shecht in Ola. You only can do it in the north. You're very busy. It's very crowded, right? So I would have said, you could do it on top of the Mizbeach also. Get some space somewhere. Avo shlamim. Delo dachik le makom emolo. You don't have that problem with the shlamim. You can do it anywhere. So you have to go use the top of the Mizbeach to shecht the animals. What are you doing that for? Emolo, I would say no. Kamash shalom. Comes along the Torah. No, you can. You can. Okay? Now we're going to go back to that cryptic statement. We don't know what it was. Underneath. What does that mean? Underneath. Gufa. Amr v'asi. Rav Asi said, Amr v'yachanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Modi Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda agreed, Shem shachton kinegdon bekarka psulos. That if he shachted it on the ground, that it was pasul. L'chora in the north. Right. What does that mean? Amr le Rav Achim idifti l'ravina. My kinegdon bekarka. What does that mean? Kinegdon bekarka. What does that mean? Ilema ama yisod v'ama soviv. If it means you shechted it on the yisod, which is an amet wide, the 2 feet, or on the soviv, which is where they walked around halfway through, you shechted it there. That's what it meant. That's puzzle over there. Hagufa mizbeachu. That's on the mizbeach. Okay, it's a small, funny area, the yisod, but you can get an animal in there. It's no different than the rest of the mizbeach. Can't mean that. Va'od also, ha'kinegdam bekarka. Va'od, my kinegdam bekarka. What does it mean, kinegdam bekarka? It's not on the karka. It can't mean the yisod. Can't mean that. V'chitem at the oven mechilos bekarka v'shachet lei. You dug a hole and you shachted it there in the hole. Could that be that? V'chitem at the mihavi mizbeach. That's not even a mizbeach. The tanya v'atanya mizbeach adama taseli kishu mechuber me'adama v'shelo yivnenu. It has to be detached. Shelo yivnenu lo agabi mechilos. You can't build it on a hole. V'lo agabi keeping our domes like that. So the Gemara says. What? Arches. It says dome. Same thing. Arches. Lo tzricha debatzre betzure. No, the pshat is, you shaved off part of the mizbeach. You shechted that spot. You don't want such a big mizbeach. So you shaved off part of the mizbeach. Rashi says, im nimlach, if you have a thing in your head, lekatzer es mizbeach, to shave off the mizbeach. Now, what? You're going. Now it's usher to do that. Yeah. So either you did it for Isser, or you did it to one. Do you say that? You don't say did the guy did it for Isser, or you did it repairs. They're doing repairs. So you have to, you know, sometimes you have to shave off to make it better. So they shaved off some of the crack, whatever it is, so they're going to shave it off to repair it. While they shave it off, you run there and push out an animal. It was similar to what you said. Who said that? You similar to what you said. There's no mizbeach here. There should be one here, but we shaved it off because we're doing repairs. So you shaved it right there in that spot. I would have said, what's wrong with this? Right? So Rashi says, Shnishar Mechza Kol Shal Tzafon Ponui. So it's open area now. Why? The Mizbeach's not here. Where is it? It's in the repair shop. Vishachtan, Vishachacham, and he shechted it there. Psulos. It's a puzzle. Why is it a puzzle? Because he said so. But so what do you see? That it's not really tied to the north. Afagafta Yerechu Puzzle. It's puzzle. Alma, what does he hold? Svirale de Bedorah Mazari. Must be in the Durham. It must be in the south, which is why if you shaved it off, you can't shecht it here. Why not? Because it's not the north. Because let's look at what Rashi says. The Elo, if the Mizbeach's not in the south, am I puzzling? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with shechting it where the Mizbeach should be? I shaved off the Mizbeach because I'm repairing it. So, busy, crowded day, whatever. Shecht it right here. The Mizbeach would be here. You know, it's discolored because the Mizbeach used to be here, right? It's discolored. Shecht it right in that discolored spot. What's wrong with that? Rashi, what's wrong with that? You know what's wrong with it? It's in the south. It must be in the south. So if it's in the south, you can't shecht it in the south. So that's why it's puzzle.
It says here that the entire mizbeach was rebuilt on a smaller scale.
Same thing.
Same
yeah. So
why is it going to come to Rav Yossi? This is the
plate. Why is it? Because I have a machlokes where it is. Because I have a machlokes where it is. I told you, we're going to have three opinions where it is. North, south, or half and half? Right. Now, so what we started off today's daf, that Rav Asi told Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yossi held that the Mizbeach is in the north. What did he base that on? Nothing. That's the shita that we had. We learned that in Yeshiva. He didn't base it on anything. So Amar Rav Zira, Efshar Isi Lahad Rav Yochanan, is it possible that Rav Yochanan said this vart, that Rav Yossi held the Mizbeach is in the north, Velo Tanina Le B'masnisen? He doesn't have a source for it? Either a Mishnah, a B'chol Pasuk, something, just made it up? So Nafak Dach V'ishkach. He checked it out, and he found the following brisa. Now, we're going to spend the entire day on this. Ditnan. We learn in the Mishnah. Biru Sham Atze Te'ena. Every morning, they would get logs and use them for the Ma'aracha to burn everything that had to be burned. The Mizbeach would be burned from logs. They used Te'ena logs. Rashi says Te'ena logs. B'shel Te'ena Hoyer Begilin. They used from Te'ena is a fig. V'tam Agadahu is a Haggadic reason for this. Shebo Haitha Tekana L'Adam Arishon. V'yathu Lahem Chagoros. Because Adam Arishon made clothing after he sinned. He made clothing from a fig tree. And therefore, we use fig logs on the Mizbeach.
As a tikkun. How do you do that as a fruit tree?
What do you mean? Had they cut it down, you mean?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Maybe it's a branch that fell off.
The branch tree.
How many of those are there?
No, they can't. Maybe they're pruning the tree. That they're not cutting the whole thing.
They can't use the stuff either.
Not only that.
It has to be, because otherwise it'd be warming.
Right. Interesting. The Tiferes Yisrael says, by the way, what are they going to do with these logs? They're going to burn them, and with the ashes, they're going to use it for the Ketores. Which we're going to see in a minute. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, he says that the Chet of Adam Arishon was through Lashon Hara. Is that true? The snake said Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara? I don't know what that is exactly. They claim it's Lashon Hara. What? What was Lashon Hara? Who spoke bad about who? Who spoke bad about who? The snake was trying to trick Chava. What did the snake say to Lashon Hara? He spoke Lashon Hara on Hashem? What did he say? He said, you eat that, you'll become a god. What's that Lashon Hara? I'm not sure what that is. Yeah. So anyway, and the Ketores is Mechaper Lashon Hara. So it's appropriate to use the same Chet is Mechaper. That's what, it's the same Chet. Right? Okay.
These are logs they had already in their
In the vault, yeah.
They stopped cutting down
something like that. There's two separate things. There's a big Maracha, where they burnt all the fats every day, and then there's a little Maracha where they use just for the Ketores.
On the Mizbeach.
Yeah. The Mizbeach had different fires burning. Yes, it does. It does have it on the picture, on the third page. See in the center, there's a round circle?
Yeah.
Then next to it, right below it, there's like a bunch of bricks, a bunch of twigs, whatever that is. Then there are two other things. Those are two other fires.
How many fires out there?
So Machlokas. Three or four. So Machlokas. Anyway. I think so. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the Ketores will not. I don't know. Yafim Musedim Aracha Shnia Shal Ketores. What? No, they use the ashes for the Ketores in the inner Mizbeach. Right. That's this. Yafim, this is good. Musedim Aracha Shnia for the second Maracha. Not the main fire. A secondary fire. Shal Ketores for the Ketores. Now, this is the key line. Where was this fire? Kineged Keren Marovis Dromis. Marovis Dromis. It was in the southwestern corner. Moshech min hakeren klapei tzafon arba amos ba'amud. It was four amos away from the corner. So if you look at picture number three, you'll see in the southwestern corner, which is, you see where the kiar is? A diagonal to the kiar. Notice how that fire is not directly in front of the corner. It's four amos away. Okay, you see that picture? It's four amos away. If you don't see that picture, you can come here and take a look at this picture. Because without seeing this picture, you're not going to know it's flying now. Because this whole thing is now measurements. With pictures, it's easy to apply. Without pictures, it's impossible to figure it out. What? So that's what's going on. 4 hours away. We're going to prove from here, we're going to prove from here where the Mizbeach was. Okay? That's what we're doing. That's what this exercise is for. He said, how do you know that Reb Yossi held the Mizbeach is in the north? Because Reb Yossi held, because we have a Brice, we have a Mishnah that says that the Atzei Te'ena, the branches, the logs used for the Atzei Ma'aracha, for the Ketores, was 4 amos away from that corner. By the way, you hear?
So according to this picture, most of it is in the south.
I know. This picture's not going like that halacha. But we're going to keep moving it over. Now the other thing you have to know is, the building right behind the Mizbeach is called, the long building is called the Ulam.
Where are you referring?
Right behind the Mizbeach. You see there's like stairs?
Stairs, and then the Ulam.
And then there's this big open entrance way?
The rectangle.
That opening is 20 amos.
Side to side?
Side to side. To go from the Ulam into the Kodesh, that opening is 10 amos. One more piece of information you need to know. The length of the Mizbeach was 32 amos. That's easy. Now the Gemara is going to be very easy to figure out all the rest of this Gemara. So again, what are we doing? We're trying to figure out how they could prove that Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbeach in the north. And here we go. So now the Gemara just has a side issue, had nothing to do with this. Chamesh sa'eh gechalim, it was 5 sa'av gechalim of coal. Ubishabbos ba'omed 8 sa'av gechalim. Shabbos was eight, because shisham hayu nosnim shnei bezichi levona shalechem aponim. Because they also had lechem aponim burning there, the bezichin, so they needed more coal. Fine, very good. That has nothing to do with anything. Now, my simana, what kind of mishnah, how does this show that Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbeach in the north, unlike the picture shows it's like in the middle. The Mizbeach in the north, where do you get that from? Oh, by the way, the north and south is directly halfway through the entrance to the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Ulam, halfway through north-south border. Okay? So, my simana, how does this mishnah prove anything? All this mishnah said was that the Ma'aracha for the Ketores was 4 amos away from the corner. What does that have to do with anything? So, Rabbi Yossi, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Zeu Simon, here's the Simon. You ready? Kol Hanital Bifnim, Lunitam Bachutz, if something was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and now you have to put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, what is something like that? The Gemara is going to wonder what that is. Ein Lunitam Ela B'samach, you only put it as close as possible. She'ein bifnim, because you're not putting it on the inside mizbeach. What is such a thing as that? We'll see in a minute. V'chalamita b'chutz. Anything taken off the mizbeach hachitzon, l'natani lifnim, to put it inside, in the inner mizbeach, ein until ela b'samach, also put it right away, close. She'ein lifnim, because it's not on the inside. Meaning it's coming from the outside into the inside. What are these things? Call Hanital Bifnim, Lunitam Bachutz, my new. What goes from the inside of Mizbeach to the outside of Mizbeach? What is that? What goes from the inside of Mizbeach to the outside of Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Elim is Shirayim. Want to tell me it's Shirayim? Right, I left over Dam on the inner Mizbeach. I bring it to the outside of Mizbeach. And I pour it down the closest spot. So I don't need Rabbi Yossi for that. Behed Yitziv Bu. It says that. El Yisod Mizbeach Ola. Asher Pesach Olamoy. The closest spot. El Pesach Olamoy. You walk out, the first corner you bump into, you put it right there.
Why can't you pour it down the Mizbeach with the measure
at? Because there's a rule that there's no pouring dam down the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why? Again, a mystery.
Hapanimi.
A mystery. You have to go to the other one outside. Where do you pour it? The first place you bump into. So I don't need Rabbi Yossi for that. The Torah said that.
Is there actually a drain?
Yeah, there is a drain. There's a hole. Yeah. Vesu also, Kol Hanitol Bachutz, Lutim Bifnim, Mainiyu. What is that? What goes from the inside, from the outside into the inside? So, Elam a gecholim shel Yom Kippurim. You want to tell me it's the coals of Yom Kippur? Again, behed yiksib. I don't need Rabbi Yossi for that. The Torah said that. V'lakach malo amachta gachal yesh. El, or rather, what must it be? Kol yitel b'fnei l'tem b'chutz. What goes from the inside to the outside? What is that? The answer is, shnei b'zichi levona shalachem aponim. Not the mizbeach. Nothing goes from the inner Mizbeach to the outer Mizbeach. It goes from the inner area to the outer Mizbeach. What is that? The two bazichin, two spoons of Ketoret, of Lavona, that were on the Shulchan in the Kodesh. That was taken off there from the inside Gezunt and brought to the outside Mizbeach and burnt there. Excellent. The Gemiri Mishirayim, where do you put it? Well, we learned it from Shirayim. Wherever the Shirayim goes, that's where this goes also. Hanotel Bachot, Lutanam Bifnim, what goes from the outside to the inside? From the outer Mizbeach to the inside, what's that? The answer is Gecholim Techol Yom of Yoma, the coals of every day for the Kedaras. The Gamrida Migacholim Shel Makipurim, it's a Gzer Shava. We learned it out from the Gecholim of Yom Kippurim. Right? And Rashi says on the last skinny line, going into the top line, Umina, and from this, Pashtinon, we're going to make it simple, the Rabbi Yossi Kule Mizbeach Mitzafan Koi. That according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach is in the north. From this. How so? From this, Rashi says. From this, we're going to show it. How so? Now, my Kasavar, what exactly was going on here? E Kasavar Kule Mizbeach Mitzafan Koi. If you hold, the Mizbeach is in the south. Eshrim v'sheva boy lemitzi. What did we say? We said that when you walk out of the mizbeach, when you walk out of the heichal into the ulam, you walk out of the ulam, you come to the mizbeach. How many amos do you have to walk to put the whatever you had there on the ma'aracha? How many amos do you have to walk? I said four. We said 4 amos away. You put it 4 amos away from the corner. So how much you have to walk to get to that spot? 4 amos. If the Mizbeach is in the Darom, and the Mizbeach is 32 amos long, and you're putting it 4 amos away at the end of that corner,
36.
What? 4 amos away, so 32 minus 4 is 28. Right? You don't have to walk all 32, you only have to walk 28 out of the 32. So, E kasav mizbeach kula b'darim kari, esrim v'sheva boy lemithu. It has to be 27, not 28. Where's 27 come from? Where's 27 come from? What? What? I'm sorry. No. Because it's like this. No. We're gonna answer that. No. It's like this. 32 amos. The mizbeach is 32 amos. Half of it is in the Tzafon, we're not saying that. Half the ulam is split in half. So one half is in the Tzafon, one half is in the Darom. We're saying now that the Mizbeach is all in the Darom. Right? That's what we're saying now. Right? And we said that the entrance of the Heichal is 10 Amos. Which means 5 of that is in the Darom. 32 minus 5 is 27. 5 of them you already saved. Because when I walk out, I'm already in the Darom. I'm 5 amos in the Darom. How many amos do I have to walk to get to that other corner? 27. Now, it's not even 4 amos away. We'll get to that. I'm going to reject this. Then it's 27 amos away. Everyone got where the 27 comes from?
But 30, it's not 30, it's 28.
It's 32 amos long.
Yeah, but the thing is not only in the corner, it's 4 amos away.
No, we'll get to that.
All right. This is based on the size of Mizbeach.
Correct. That picture's on 3D. It's a hard picture to grasp. If you want to come here and see the picture, it's not so complicated.
If anything's based on the size of Mizbeach.
No, there's no dispute about the Mizbeach. The question is, where's the Mizbeach located? So right. If it's located in the south, then why do you tell me I have to walk 4 amos? I should walk 27 amos. Why? Because when I come out, I already saved off 5 amos.
Okay.
Because it's already in the south. So I have to walk 27 more to get to that corner. And you tell me I have to walk 4. So it can't be in the south.
Well, then, this picture's off then.
I told you it's not correct. Yeah, I said it's not correct. You have to get further to the south.
It's not to scale. It's not to scale is the problem.
Honestly, but what it does is take the Heichal, splits the door in the middle.
Correct.
Once you have that line as the line of...
So it's 32 minus 5.
Exactly.
27. Very simple. So it's not hard. You need pictures. It's not hard. Without pictures, it's impossible, Gemara. That picture's not accurate, but it's just to visualize it.
The picture's not to scale.
Now, because... Now,
where are you coming from?
What? From the Heichal to the Ulam to out. Now, we just didn't Chesed in the Ulam.
Right.
Yeah, but where are you coming from?
Right, this is better.
You're coming from the Kodesh. You're coming from the Menorah. You're coming out. You're coming out of the Kodesh. Into the Ulam. Outside. You bump into the Mizbeach. You have to walk 27 amos to get to that corner.
Right.
Inami kasavar. Kedushat Heichel v'ulam chadahu. If the Heichel and the Ulam are one Kedusha, which means that the Heichel also has Kedusha like the Ulam has Kedusha, and then what do we say? We said that the Ulam is 20 Amos big, 20 Amos the entrance, so now you have 10 of that's in the south, right? Then Eshen V'tarti by Maisi. It should be 22 Amos. Why? 32 minus 10 is 22. When I walk out of there, I got to walk 22 Amos to get to the other corner. Why do you tell me I have to walk 4? If half the Mizbeach is in the north and half the Mizbeach is in the south, then how many Amos do I have to walk? I have to walk 11. Where did 11 come from? 16 is half of 32 minus the 5. So it's 11. Now you want to tell me, that it's really one Kedusha, then Shisboy Lemaisi. I have to make 6. 16 minus 10. Half the Mizbeach is in the south. Half of that is the entrance is 10. Half of the book 6. Where do you get 4 from? Elalav. You know what the answer is? Mishun de Kasavar. Kula Mizbeach Patsafankoi. Tol Mizbeach is in the north. Move the Mizbeach all the way over to the north. Now when I walk out, where am I? I'm right at that corner. Yeah. Why am I walking 4 Amos? I'm walking 0 Amos.
1 second. Does that fit?
What? What do you mean?
32 Amos, well, from the half point of the thing, that means the entire...
The entire northern part. That's what I'm saying. So all you have to do, if you move the Mizbeach over like this, you got to get rid of those rings.
Right.
So you have to move them over here, or they didn't have as many.
How big is the entire area?
135 Amos.
35.
You're fine, right.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do we need the rings to mobilize the animals?
Yes, so I don't know if you need so many of them.
So how do we...
Or, you can move the rings, you can move the rings from here up to here.
So how do you do this on top of the Mizbeach, or there's no rings?
There's no reason, so you don't have to. The shecht animals only with a ring? Bismana said, no.
Shift the rings over.
No, they have to. They did it to hold the animal down. You don't have to.
Plus, yeah, they had shechita all over the Yazarville, Kasha Kam. So the rings were only in one spot.
Yeah, but obviously, you don't need the rings. We know the rings existed, so.
We know they existed, but I don't know if that's ma'aki, if it's like halacha moshe, you have to have rings. They had rings to help them out.
Right, but the rings were all in one spot. Kasha Kam isn't the shechita anywhere in the Zohar. So obviously, the rings really.
As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow or the next day. That you know that the Gemara that was there. Then we're going to get to the Kiyor tomorrow. Where was the Kiyor now? So Hamachlokas about that. The Gemara is going to say no. There were no Kalim in the Tzafon. No Kalim in the Tzafon part. So the Kiyor couldn't have been there. What about the rings? What about so Tzitzkos? That's not Kalim. That's all to help you out with the Shechita. That's all helping. It's all to facilitate. Not Kalim.
You mean the rings?
The rings, yeah. Okay. So now what's Akasha? Akasha is if you hold him, his back's in the north. Then when you walk out of the Hulam and the Heichel, you're right there. Where are you walking for Amos? Says the Gemara. So, El Mishur de Kasavar, yeah. Vahani Arba Amos. What are these 4 Amos now? Now what somebody said, I think Marty, you said it. Ama Yisod. First of all, there's an Amos of the Yisod.
Right.
Ama Soviv. Another Amos for the Soviv. Ama Mokom Kronos. There's another Amos for the horn. And one Ama Mokom Ragle Kanam. You have to stand there. To get the coal. So you need an Amos for that. That's what it means, 4 Amos. Of course, when you walk out, you're right there. What's 4 Amos? I'm not right here. There's a Yesod here. There's a Soviet here. There's a fire here. I got to stand there's a Karen here. I got to stand over here to get to the... That's what it means, 4 Amos. What do you see from here? The Mizbeach was in the north. All of us to prove that the Mizbeach must be in the north. Otherwise, that 4 Amos doesn't make any sense.
That 4 Amos was from the corner till the Marocha was 4 Amos.
No, so now we're saying no. We're saying it was right there, but it was 4 hours. You had to walk 4 hours to get to it. Why? Because there's 4 hours of blockage. That's all. You're right by the Mizbeach, but there's a thing over here.
Saying the Marocha now is in the corner.
Now it's in the corner. Right, well, it's 1 hour away, because you have to stay in 1 hour. The corner had to stand somewhere. So they had 1 hour standing there, lean over, and take the coals. The Chimazgu lekameh tzevei su leka pesach. If you move it any more, then it won't be in front of the Pesach, which it has to be. So you can't move it any more, therefore it's right there. Amar Vada Brava.
There's a difference in this picture and this picture here.
I know. So it's not the scale. It's not the scale. Amar Vada Brava, Hamani, Rav Yehuda Hi. Who said all this? It's Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda Omer, Mizbeah, Mimutza, V'omeid, B'emta Hazara. This is another answer, right? In other words, we just said an answer that the opinion was Rabbi Yossi that's in the north. Comes along, no. Someone's talking about Adar Rava, no. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizbeach Mamutza Omer Be'emta Hazara. The Mizbeach was smack in the middle. Shloshim v'shtayim, half in the north, half in the south. Shloshim v'shtayim amos hayolo, had 32 amos. Eser amos keneged Pesach shel Heichel. There was 10 amos, the opening of the Heichel. Achadasi ama mikan, v'achadasi ama mikan. 11 here and 11 there. Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuvan keneged Heichel. It was exactly half and half.
Smack in the middle.
So the Gemara says, Sof Slov, Lord Yehuda, Chad Sari Bar Lemese. It's the same answer, what we said before. So you really need 11. You need 11 amos, not 4. Because if it's half in the middle, so 16, 32 minus, we get 11 from, 16 minus 5 is 11. V'ikah Sarva Kedushas, Heichal, V'ulam, Chad Demilsehi. And if you tell me the Heichal and the Heichal and the Ulam is the same thing, so Shis Bar Lemese, you only need 6. You only need 6, right? You only need 6 amos, not 4. So the Gemara says, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say this? So the Gemara says, Mi savarta hani arba amos, bahadi ami yisod, fa'ama sovev arba amos. You want to tell me that those, the yisod, that the yisod and the sovev were 4 amos? No. Bar me ami yisod, va'ama sovev. Forget the Amma of the Yisod and the Amma of the Soviv. In other words, we said till now that the Maracha was right at the corner. Right. Why is it 4 Amos away? Because I can't get there. Now the Gemara says, no. Don't forget those 2 Amos of the Soviv and the Yisod. It was still indented a little bit, so therefore you have 4 Amos plus the other 2. So it's 6 Amos. V'nuk maker of Yossi ubi memutza. So why do you have to come on to that? Say it's of Yossi and it's right in the middle. And Rabbi Yossi said that we got the same answer according to Rabbi Yossi, that it was 4 amos. So Gemara says, "Meshul Rabbi Yehuda Shmaya Mamutza Behedya," because we have a tradition that Rabbi Yehuda said in the middle. So we want to figure out how could it be according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only way it could be 4 amos is if there was those 2 amos of the amma of the Yisod and the Soviv are not counted. Those aren't counted. So what do you have? You have the Karen, and then 3 amos to stand. So the Machlok is exactly where that thing was. Okay, so we did 2 out of the 3 opinions. One opinion was it was completely in the north. Second opinion was it was half and half. And tomorrow, they're going to say it was completely in the south. And we'll do that tomorrow.
Wow.
Everybody have a very good day.